Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us, giving an update here on the flooding situation in Charles City. We did hold off, as you know, a little bit on our announcement this morning as we were waiting for updated information from the National Weather Service. The crest prediction had come down since last night, and recently they did update that crest to be even lower. We're still looking at 20.5 feet with a crest of 7 a.m. on Monday morning. Currently, we are just shy of 16 feet right now and rising, but as you can see from the graph behind me, we seem to be on an actual and trending curve that seems to line up now. So this probably is the most accurate prediction that we've seen so far. So that's good news. That being said, we are still looking at some pretty high flood levels. If you are in need of sandbags and haven't obtained any yet, there are still sandbags available at the Hy-Vee parking lot. We have currently suspended additional sandbagging filling operations. We are actually loading a number of those up onto pallets for future use, or use today, what have you. But as far as volunteers go, I don't think we need any at this time. Mid-American Energy has been out through the night last night and again a little bit today, turning off gas to some customers. Everybody that would be impacted by that has been notified by Mid-American Energy, and they're waiting to see how things progress before they do any additional shutoffs, but those have been out and been done as well. Street closings right now, we're just looking at a few street closings in town. Brackett Street, Park Drive, Kellogg, those are the three that are currently closed off or have some restrictions. That can change with other streets as the day goes on here. We've had a number of streets since the last flood event of this magnitude that have changed in design and scope, so they might not flood as easily as they did before. So just be mindful of that as you're out and about today. Again, if you have any needs for bags, property damage, things of that nature, they're impacted from this flooding event, we do encourage you to call the call center. And that phone number is 641-257-6172. So those are the updates we have right now. Again, that's overall good news. The crest is looking less. It is still going to be over 20 feet, it would appear. That will ultimately, if we do reach that level, will require the Brandingham Bridge and Highway 18 to be closed, but we're taking that a step at a time to see when that may occur. We will be meeting again this afternoon as a group at 6 o'clock. We'll look to have a 7 o'clock update on Facebook Live to let you know of any new developments. Thank you very much and stay safe.